world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. I gotta talk fast today. See, what are you talking about? See, I gotta talk fast because doing something that I've never done since I've been hosting this show, because I like to have guests every once in a while, but I don't like to have guests all the time because it kind of, you know, kind of gets us off track on what we're trying to do here at Coach Dave Live, get people engaged and moving. Had a great job yesterday with David Summerall, but are you sitting down tomorrow morning? This is why I got to talk fast. Tomorrow morning, which is Thursday, Professor Toto is going to be with us tomorrow. He's going to give us an hour of his time. And Spencer, if you can, flip the can you get his website up there real quick? It says Toto's Army of Patriots. Now, this again, Professor Toto is coming to Canton, Ohio next week. And so I told him, come on, talk to us about it, what's going on there. He's trying to do the same thing we're doing. He's trying to raise up patriots all across America. And he's coming to Ohio. It's $50 for a ticket in Canton. That includes some pizza and all that stuff. But we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Professor Toto, Shane Vaughn is going to be with us tomorrow. And boy, do I have a – I'm telling you, I listened to a video that he did the other day. Wow. I don't have enough guts to share it with you yet, but it changed my whole perspective. Because here's what I'm going to talk about. Slow down, Coach. I'm going to talk about paradigms here today. Bear with me, okay? So Professor Toto is going to be with us tomorrow, and Friday morning is Pastor Tony Spell is going to join us Friday morning. So I get 2 days where I don't get to say much, and all this stuff builds up inside of me, and I don't get a chance to come out here and yell at all you folks and get it out of me. So I want you to give me some grace here today. I got a lot of stuff I want to dump on us today. A lot of stuff that we want to get done. And had a great meeting last night. Ohio Brett got some folks together. You know, folks, people all across America are sick and tired of what's going on. It's just nobody knows what the heck to do about it. They're all sick of it. I don't care where you go. And see, they have lied to us so much. Joe Biden has about 25% approval. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what. Even people who voted for Joe Biden today wish they hadn't. Right? So the reality of it is we're being ruled over by, we know what we're being ruled over by, don't we? We know all that. Hey, before I get too deep, Tony Sumner. Tony's in here with us today. Tony is our Kiwi. See, Coach, what's a Kiwi? That's a guy from New Zealand. Tony has the New Zealand Salt and Light Brigade, and I got to get him in here real quick. I just realized he was in the queue. New Zealand is like way on the other side of the world. It's like tomorrow there already today. And Tony said it's 11 o'clock at night. You're getting ready to go to bed. So, Tony, what's going on in New Zealand, brother? Come on in and catch us up here a bit.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Well, first thing is you guys probably don't realize how lucky you are having the events and the caliber of people. I just watch from this end, and I'll tell you what, we just live off the breadcrumbs coming through this little screen here. We grab hold of everything, all the comments, everything that goes down, and we're putting together our own team. So at the moment, we're right around New Zealand. Part of my work is working up and down the country. So we are pulling, we're finding people all around the place. You might call it your Lonely's Hearts Club, whatever it may be, Coach, but we're pulling them in and we're growing and we're starting to see that faith stir up in men's hearts, men and women's hearts.
So, Tony, that's a great point. Tony, how vibrant is Christianity in New Zealand?
It's much the same as you guys talk about. It's dead. It's just it's more of a cliche. You know, our government, we were birthed as a Christian nation, really. And our laws built on biblical standards, but one by one they've been pulled down, and we're fighting to hold on as much as we can, you know. But We're not doing too well. We're losing it at every post at the moment, and we've just legalized last year probably the most extreme abortion laws in the world. So, you know, it's sad, but what it has done is it has got the Christians there to wake up, and so they're getting stirred up, but they're wondering how they can get in the game, you know. So, we got some good guys on board.
So the truth is, though, just like here, everywhere, folks, Tony, when you go out and you make a public display or public stand, you pick up people, don't you? You find more and more people. And I'm convinced there are so many more with us, but they're fearful. They don't know where to belong. We're not connected. So it's the same thing there across the pond, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly the same. And that's why it's so relevant for us listening to you. I mean, you guys talk about America mainly, but I imagine there's more than people than you know from other countries like us, that because you can't hear this anywhere else. Where do you hear this?
Yeah, we do. Amen, Tony. Hey, well, God bless you, Tony. Thanks for being up, and I'll try not to get your heart beating so fast you can't get to sleep tonight. But I want you to know I follow you guys on Facebook when you're out there. I'm so proud of what you got going on, brother. So thanks for being here today, and thanks for the encouragement.
And yeah, hey, I'm part of the team, right? It's a good
team.
You
are, brother. You are. We're international now, right? We're international. So I'm wearing Rob Pugh gave me a new shirt, sent me a new shirt. Just say no to the jab. I'm reading upside down. Don't be peer pressured into trying experimental drugs. You can get these at WisconsinChristianNews.com. How to win friends and influence people. I went to the post office yesterday, our local post office, and they're still wearing masks. And I said to the girl behind the counter, sweet little thing, I said, Chris, what are you doing wearing a mask? You take that thing off. Everybody's taking it off. She said, oh, no. President Biden said they still have to be worn on federal property, and the post office here's federal property. So I got to get her a shirt to put on. Crazy, crazy. So look. Let me, I gotta get four shows into 40 minutes, all right? So bear with me here. I want to bring up some things that really, really matter. Number one, folks, listen. Hey, pull up Paradigm. Spencer, if you can. Second thing on the chart, Paradigm. I didn't finish Shane Vaughn. He's going to be in Canton, Ohio. So we're going to have him on tomorrow, Professor Toto. And he's going to, you guys will get a better feel for him. But he's going to come to Canton. And he's trying to build an army like we are. So let's help the guy out. Those of you who are close up there in Canton, Ohio, pay $50 and I'll see you. Let's put 40 Coach Davers in the room and encourage him in the fight that they're trying to wage. Folks, a paradigm. We hear that a lot. And I got a couple things I want to show you today that involve paradigms. Because are you looking at me? This is your greatest. Ooh, wait a minute. Be careful. That's a lot to say. This is one of your greatest obstacles, friends, are paradigms. They're the greatest obstacle. You say, Coach, what the heck's a paradigm? Well, a paradigm is a standard perspective or set of ideas. A paradigm is a way of looking at something. In other words, folks, a paradigm is, let's say, the Southern Baptist Convention is falling apart. You guys know that, don't you? Have you been following that? I ought to do a story on do a show on exactly what's going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. Praise the Lord that it is falling. I hate to say it. Praise the Lord that it is falling apart. But see, the problem that they're fighting is everybody is coming from a particular paradigm. We call that a point of view. But you understand this, friends. Your paradigm, your point of view is already framed by your belief system. That's the greatest thing for us to overcome. Is, you know what? Our paradigms, our point of views are so deeply embedded in us that we cannot see outside that lens. We can't see it. Now, let me give you this as an example. I'm going somewhere, so stay with me here a second. If you think, I was having this conversation with Mark Harrington the other day, and I'm not here to argue one way or another. You know, we don't do this on the show. End times. If you are convinced there's a rapture, you will find rapture verses everywhere you look in the Bible. It's a paradigm. It's a paradigm from which you come. If you believe in speaking in tongues, you will find evidence of Christians speaking in tongues everywhere in the Bible. If you believe that Jesus heals, you will find situations of Jesus healing all throughout the Bible. And that forms your point of view. And because we have these deeply held beliefs, if you believe that an unborn baby is not a human being, it forms everything you think about in regards to the abortion debate. See, those who, most people who are pro-choice, pro-murder, let's call it what it really is. Those people who are pro-murder are convinced their point of view, their paradigm, is that is not a person. And so when you have an argument with them, you have a debate with them, when you present evidence to them, you have to understand their paradigm, their set of beliefs is that is not a person. So when you go to someone who stands out on the street corner and holds a sign that says, "My body, my choice," at an abortion clinic, see, they cannot understand. When you say to them, "I'm not taking the jab, my body, my choice," they're incapable of making the loop to those two things being connected. They can't make that loop, see? Because why? Because their paradigm is the baby is not alive. You say, "My body, my choice." See, they automatically think, well, that doesn't have anything to do with abortion. That has to do with, am I making sense here this morning? And so the problem that we're dealing with all throughout America, all throughout Christianity, is we have been taught some things that are not true, yet we cling to our paradigm. Okay, so hang on with me. Charismatics. So what's a charismatic? A charismatic, according to the Bible or religion, is someone who's been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you believe in the baptism in the Holy Spirit and speaking of tongues and gift of the Holy Spirit, you are looking at your faith in an entirely different way than some Southern Baptist who doesn't believe in it. And the Southern Baptist is totally convinced that he is right. And so therefore, everything he does, says, argues, comes from his paradigm that there is no such thing as baptism in the Holy Spirit. Yet you run into somebody who's charismatic and they have experienced the baptism in the Holy Spirit and they're just as convinced that it's real. Now, folks, hang on. It can't be both. It's either real or it's not. It can't be both. But understand this, your belief drives every action you do. And what do you do if your belief is wrong? What do you do?
You change your mind.
Well, no, they don't change your mind. Can I tell you why?
Because the Bible says we must. We must renew our thinking. So you can't be a Christian with wolf thinking.
Hey, Michelle, just step out a second, okay? Just step out. I'm making a point here. The point is, if it does not line up, folks, listen. If it does not line up with your previously held beliefs, you are almost impossible to convince. And you ask yourself this from a Christian perspective, from a biblical perspective, where did you learn that? Now, hey, you ready? I'm going to go there briefly. I'm going to put my toe in the water and pull it out briefly. The world is either revolving around Israel or it isn't. Now, I could go right in this queue. There's 111 people in this queue, and I could start an argument right now, and there are some of you that are absolutely convinced that God's timetable is set on the nation of Israel. And I can find just as many people in the queue who will say, "No, I don't believe that. I believe that is Christian Zionism." I can find both sides of the argument, and folks, listen to me. Your perspective on what's going on in the world has to do with what you believe on that issue. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, once again, you're all over it. You nailed it again, Coach.
Boom.
You nailed it again. And see, I could take you, I'm just telling you, friends, I could take you into the Bible right now and show you both arguments. I could show you both of them. But you know why that is? Because I've already picked out my position, and so therefore I'm going to go find Bible verses that support my position. Somebody else, another thumb up, because that is, in fact, what we do.
Boom.
And that is called paradigm. And so we have got to shift our paradigm. I'll give you a solution. I'll give you another example. I have a friend of mine. I'll just use that term. A friend of mine has this the media has done an unbelievable job of stereotyping all of us, specifically Christians, right? When you turn on the media, take out Fox News, although I don't trust them either. By the way, you guys think Tucker Carlson's a Christian?
No.
He's an Episcopalian, right? Do you think he's deep in his Christian faith and Christian belief? Guy seems to be a pretty good conservative, whatever that means. But that, I'm going to say something. Tucker Carlson, for the most part, does not represent most of what I say because I have a different paradigm, right? I have a different paradigm. So you go to somebody who's not – here's a conversation I was having with Mark Harrington yesterday. You know what we're seeing right now, folks, with the closing of the churches and pastors being arrested and virtue signaling and social distancing and fist bumping and wiping our hands and closing down our churches, going for, you know what we're seeing? Are you sitting down? Here's what we're seeing. We are seeing the church the way the lost world sees the church. Hey, Vinny, there's a boom. See, we are seeing the hypocrisy in the church.
Boom, I was typing.
When the world has been seeing that hypocrisy for how long? They've been watching from outside, from their paradigm, they've been looking outside, and what do they say? Those Christians are a bunch of phonies. They're a bunch of phonies. And what do we see going on right now? Christians are starting to say what? Those Christians are a bunch of phonies. Somebody thumbs up. That's another good place to do it. That's another good place. See, there's a paradigm shift going on that we have not caught up with yet. See, we are afraid. Self-examination is the most difficult examination of all. And we are ashamed or afraid or embarrassed to look at our actions and see what the lost world is saying about us. And can I tell you the truth? They, in many cases, are right. They're right.
Boom.
And so when you see Joe Biden and you see all the left and they're trying to destroy Christianity, get away with this, get rid of that. Don't you understand, folks? That is their paradigm. And they are convinced that Christians are phony. And so because Christians are phony, they're going to do everything they can to not let Christianity get an influence in America. Why? Because it's phony. They see it.
Boom. Except we're going to make it real because it is real.
It is real. But you see the media. I'm going to show you something here real quick. I'm going to do it in this order. I saw something last night. Two things. I want to show you real quick. Goad says Arizona governor. Okay. And go to the 7-minute mark. I'm going to show you a classic example of paradigm. Okay. Now this, I'm sorry, I'm not better on this. This young lady is running, I think it's Arizona. You know me. I find stuff so quick and throw it up. She's a former news reporter running for governor in, I think it's Arizona. She came out publicly and said, I'm quitting my job. I'm sick of this mess. I'm going to run for governor. And so she's being interviewed by another media outlet in Arizona. And they do some background research. Hey, Spencer, pulled up to about the 7-minute mark. So they do some background research on her. She's pretty good. And they do some background research on her and they find out she donated to Barack Obama. Her husband donated to Barack Obama. Now all of a sudden she's calling herself this conservative. And what I want you to watch here, friends, is, God, I wish somebody found her name. I'm sorry. What you're going to find out, folks, is a battle of two paradigms coming together. Because this reporter, the dude that you see in here, is incapable. See, he already has an opinion of Christians, conservatives. They're hypocrites. And you're going to find out that it's coming. If you were to watch the first 4 minutes of this, you would find out that his interview, his reason is all slanted by what? By what he thinks Christian conservatives are. He cannot see his own bias. But give me a thumbs up. I don't want to lose you, right? The point I'm trying to make is we all have these paradigms. We all have these belief systems that we cling to no matter how much evidence somebody else shows us, okay? Cool. Now, it's only the Holy Spirit that's been able to enlighten me. Okay? So at the seven-minute mark, now remember this girl, this young lady, this woman, she's been like the head news girl at the local TV station for who knows how long. And she dropped out. She says, I'm going to run for governor. And so this dude, probably at the other news station in town, is going to interview her. And you watch the first 4 minutes. It's all stereotype. It's all stereotype questions from his paradigm, right? Of what he thinks.
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake. Thank you. Carrie Lake. Now, folks, I want you to listen for about 3 minutes as she exposes his paradigm. And here's the sad thing. He can't even see it. He can't even see it, right? Hang on. You see your paradigm? Are you as closed-minded on your paradigm? Are you looking at an issue just from what you already believe? Do you have positions that you believe and then search out things to confirm your belief? Or do you have a position that you believe and are you willing to question what you believe? Because most of us aren't. That's when they get angry. So I want you to watch about 3 minutes of Carrie take this guy to the woodshed, and he don't even know it. So the first 4 minutes, he's saying, you gave money to Barack Obama, yada, 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 yada. And listen to what she says that busts his paradigm, and he can't get it. Go ahead and play it.
I think it's hard to find.
So what changed? Like
Dennis, have you not seen the direction this country's going? Have you not seen what the Democrats are doing? They're for defunding the police. They're for this ridiculous curriculum that is destroying the minds of our children. They're for shutting down businesses, locking us up in our homes, making us wear masks, forcing vaccines on us. They're for abortion all the way up and past birth. Seriously, if somebody is still a Democrat, the Democrat Party has changed.
Okay.
He can't see it. Go ahead.
Media's lost their minds. I know you can't see it because you're stuck in it right now. And a lot of insecure people don't want to stand up and say, hey, what we're doing is biased. But just look back at all the reporting. How often do you cover a conservative and how often do you cover them fairly? Open-minded without going, well, we have to have a little few negative, snarky remarks about the Republicans.
Okay.
It's a time for self-reflection for everybody in the media.
Okay. Was there, I see on your website,
can't see it. He can't see it, folks.
You've been pro, you're anti-abortion your whole life. Was there any problem with, you and your family giving to pro-choice candidates? That's a legitimate political question.
I am pro-life, period.
But Barack Obama, the family, gave to them the...
Let me just put it this way. My entire family is conservative. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my family has come around. My children are conservative. My husband is a staunch conservative. And period. End of story. So, I mean, are you trying to allude that I'm not? Actually, how much time do we have? 1 minute.
You got 1 minute. Anything.
So make it good. Make it good. You got 1 minute, Dennis. Come on.
This has been a very enjoyable interview, Carrie.
I know where it's coming from. I knew I was going to sit my butt down here and give you an interview, and I knew it was for a hit piece. This isn't a piece about, hey, somebody wants to run for governor, help this state, prevent us from sliding into California and becoming a completely gone state. And I knew where it was going to go, Dennis. I hate to say that, but I've seen the direction the media's gone in this town.
What kind of questions do you expect?
Why are you running? Maybe something like that. But no, you know what, Dennis? I gave you 5 minutes, and we're 10 minutes in. Okay. I want to thank you for your time, and I really hope you'll do some soul searching, because I think the media has completely lost their way. And I don't even know if you guys have viewers anymore, because they're onto it and they're turning it off. It's pretty sad.
Thank you very much, Kerry. I hope you have a good day. And good luck.
Folks, you understand this? He's incapable of seeing it. He cannot see it. He cannot see his own bias, right? He has staked out a position. These are what conservatives believe, especially Christian conservatives. She gave money to Barack Obama. If you watch the beginning of the interview, she said, I gave money to Barack Obama because I was tired of George Bush's 20-year wars. I was tired of it. I was tired of that. We thought it was a fraud. So then Barack Obama gets in there. And so now she has come back to what? Conservative roots. But the reason I'm showing you this is he can't see it, folks. And you run into these kind of people every day. That's why your frustration is so high. It says in 2 Thessalonians, because they rejected the truth, the Lord himself would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. This guy cannot see the truth. By the way, most of us can't. Can I show you another one? Yeah, I can show you. I can show because it's my show. This blew me away last night. Hey, Spencer, pull up Colbert and Jon Stewart. I don't like either one of them. I don't like either one of them, okay? I think they're both frauds. I think they're both stuck in a paradigm. They're both libs. All the media's libs. But Jon Stewart came on Colbert. We're going to start at the 2 minute and 30 second mark, folks. And do it at about 1:75 because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. But I want you to watch Jon Stewart bust the left paradigms, and Stephen Colbert wants to wet his pants or poop his pants because he doesn't know how to move beyond it. Because why? Colbert can only see it from one perspective. Time out a minute. We're all guilty of this, folks. We're all guilty of this. We can't see our hypocrisy in saying how much we serve the Lord and love the Lord and then shut down our churches. We can't see it. We can't see it. We can't say how much we love the Lord and want to promote godly principles and don't do anything to stop abortion. We cannot see the disconnect. Why? Somewhere along the line, maybe somebody told us we weren't supposed to get involved, whatever. Finally, it took a while for this thing to get up there. Okay, so played at about 1.75, and I want you to watch Jon Stewart, who, by the way, is one of them, is he not? Boom. These are lifelong buddies. These are lifelong buddies. And I want you to watch Jon Stewart destroy Colbert's paradigm. And Colbert wants to crawl under the table. He doesn't know what to do. Go ahead and play that real quickly. It's real fast. It's 1.75. You can watch it later.
Wear a mask, wash your hands. It was so crushing to find that. I was really hoping that like in 1918, they'd be like, drink a tincture of mercury and butterfly juice. Like you were, I was hoping it'd be like some bizarre thing. I'm like, we've got it all right, baby.
It's the exact same. He's talking about, you can't believe that science hasn't progressed since 1900. Back in 1900, when they had a pandemic, they said what? Wash your hands, stay away from each other. And Stewart says, what's up with science? You mean science hasn't advanced at all from washing your hands? That was the conversation that you just came in on. Go ahead.
How do you feel about the science now?
Well, so I will say this. I honestly mean this. I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has in many ways helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. So, and that's kind of...
Hold on a second.
No. Listen.
I would do that too. What do you mean by it? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab? There's an investigation.
A chance?
Oh, man.
Evidence I'd love to hear.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then I asked the scientists, they're like, how did this, so wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, if you look at the name, let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the Coronavirus Lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey, and then it sneezed into my chili, and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
All right. John. Oh, my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel made it with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
That could be. That could be.
By the way, I gave them all tuberculosis. Yes.
That could very well be, and Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins and NIH have said, like, this should definitely be investigated.
Don't stop with the logic and people and things. Wait a second.
But it could be possible. You could be right. It could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan to study the novel coronavirus diseases, because in Wuhan, there are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
I understand. It's like a local specialty, and it's the only place to find bats. You won't find bats. Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan,
yes,
where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
And now, how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Let me tell you something about Ron Johnson.
You can stop. Folks, we'll put this in the chat. You got to watch this, because Stuart is busting out all of the left's paradigms. All of them, right? And you know what? We all live there, don't we? We all live there, stuck behind our pair. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Yet we come in here every day, if we wanted to, and argue back and forth about what the Bible really, really says. Yes or no, right? So what we need to all do is begin to do some research on our own paradigms, on what we're believing and why we are so deeply embedded in that paradigm. What is it that convinced us that the church is just supposed to sit around and watch all this stuff? What convinced us that there was, you didn't mix politics and religion? Because if you have that paradigm that you don't mix politics and religion, then you're going to criticize those of us who mix politics and religion. Come on in, Reggie. Let me get some of you in here. Go ahead.
Good morning, Coach. Thank you. I come from Arizona. I'm only new to Ohio over the last almost year. I know very well who Carrie Lake is, and I'm really proud of her. I do know that she's been on the Arizona news stations for quite some time. The reason you see her fighting back so well is because she knows exactly what a lot of us know, the system. She understands what the media is, and that's why she's able to fight that battle. Amen. I just hope she gets to the point where she doesn't play the Republican Democrat, because if she continues that, then we know, because Janice.
That's a paradigm, too, isn't Reggie? Isn't that a paradigm,
yeah,
too?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So. Sean Hannity tells us Republican good, Democrat bad. So that's what
they flip according to the needs.
That's right. So Democrats aren't bad. They're just coming from a different paradigm. John Scherer, come on in, John. Then Joe Allen, then Roger. Your hand was already up, John. Maybe you didn't want to get in. Joe Allen, come on in.
Coach, you see where they're talking about the paradigms here. Here's a famous phrase. He just said it there in that show. It could be possible.
It could. See, to the left, anytime they don't have an answer, they never say, you know, I was wrong. They say it could be possible, right?
Yeah.
And everything they believe is scientific proof, except a baby has a heartbeat at about, 7 weeks, 13 weeks, somewhere along there. But they deny that that's a human being, right? Because their paradigm is they want abortion. So therefore, they deny all science. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, how does the Holy Spirit influencing play into this, Dave? Because I think somewhere in the Bible, you know, basically says, hey, share your testimony. If they won't listen, move on.
Right.
So I think some of these paradigm situations, you know, you go to city council, you share something, they all look at you like you're crazy. Well, they don't, their whole paradigm is very different than yours. The only thing that's going to move that most likely is the Holy Spirit.
Guiding them to all truth, right? Only truth can move them, Roger. That's all. Only truth can move them.
And even then, truth, they may be so embedded, truth may not even respond to the Holy Spirit. I think we see that often.
Hey, Roger, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings in here this morning. Do you guys, those of you, look at me. Do some of you have any idea how many wrong beliefs you're holding? I'm talking to us now. I'm not talking to the left. Do you have any idea how many things we believe that simply are not true other than somebody just told us? Probably some 6-foot icicle told us that.
But Dave, don't we often defend ourselves by saying this? Well, that's how God spoke to me about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
And then we're supposed to back away.
Because God spoke to them.
Instead of digging in a little bit and then saying, well, okay, he spoke to you. Let's line that up with scripture, because God is not going to speak to you if it doesn't line up with his word.
So in other words, Roger, if I all of a sudden decided that I was a pedophile, God made me a pedophile, could I find some verses in the Bible supporting that?
I don't believe so.
I believe I could. I believe I could twist some verses.
Well, you could twist them. Yeah. You could twist
but Roger, now listen, don't miss this here. I would go looking for the verses to support what I already believe. See, that's a paradigm. You understand that, folks? I don't go to the Bible and let the Bible explain it. I take a belief and then I go to the Bible and try to find a scripture that supports it. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, I think that's what Dave has done.
Well, I think a lot of us are doing it. I think a lot of us are. Come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, we've talked about this before, and you know, it's a humbling situation that when you're wrong, you need to admit it, and that's one of the things the left won't do. They say what they do, and the fact of the matter
Dale, hang on, Dale. Hey, Dale, your paradigm's showing. The right won't admit it either.
No, that you just didn't give me time to finish because. Okay. That's exactly what I was going to say, because most Christians won't admit that they're wrong. Pastors won't stand in their pulpit and repent, but yet they want people in the congregation to repent. Does that make sense? One of the things that I do understand, and I've shared this with you and many others, brother, I'm not a theologian either, but I know this. There is not a person in this queue. There's not a person who I've met. There's not a person who calls on the name of the Lord when they get before him will realize that they had flaws in their theology. So the greatest question is, are you going to then tell Jesus he was wrong?
So friends, if they bring in critical race theory into our public schools and plant a paradigm in the minds of 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10-year-old kids, are we going to be able to get rid of that paradigm in those brains? Do you remember when we used to teach our children that America was great, how great America was, and the pride there was in being an American? And have you noticed over the last 20 years, at least since the election of Barack Obama, if not sooner, it's all been about how bad America is. And do you see that paradigm now being played out in our streets in front of all of us? Do you understand that paradigms are set a lot of times at a very, very young age? Do you understand that when I got born again, radically born again, radically changed, it happened to me in a specific church with a specific doctrine that I adopted because the guy in the pulpit told me that was the Bible. I wasn't an expert. He was the expert. I believed everything he told me. And now you know what? He was wrong. He was wrong. He wasn't wrong about my salvation. But he was very, very wrong on many of the doctrines and beliefs that he told us were true. Now, folks, that doesn't make him a bad man. It is his paradigm. That's what somebody taught him. Oh, Lord, do I have to say that? Okay, I'll say it, Lord. I'll say it, Lord. I'll say it, Lord. Okay, Lord, I heard y'all say it. Hey. What if there isn't anything special about the Jews? Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are allowed to say that.
Huh? I'm not allowed to say that. Can I tell you a question? Tell you a story? I was just in Pennsylvania, and I know Pastor wouldn't mind me sharing this. I spoke at a church in Pennsylvania a couple months ago, and the pastor told me that some of the people in the congregation didn't like me because I was racist and anti-Semitic. Now,
you're what?
What? I'm thinking, how did you listen to what I said that day and come up with either one of those other than they have a paradigm already that they're operating out of? Are you with me? You guys picking up what I'm laying down here? Huh? Come on in, Joe Allen. Come on.
Yeah, if you didn't see 2 days ago, Barack Obama came out because he saw Biden slipping with his G7 summit out there. He came on TV and did his paradigm where it should be.
Well, that's what they're all. Folks, listen, please understand this. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be driven or led to all truth. It's the only way you can come to all truth, but you have to be willing to be, you have to be teachable. You have to be willing to lay down some things that you've held deeply, deeply held religious beliefs your whole life, and to say, you know what? I might have been wrong on that one. I might have been wrong. Come on in, Tony.
Hey, Coach. Whatever you're taught and raised in is your tradition.
It's your paradigm.
Says that man's tradition will bring God's word to none effect.
Teaches commandments, the doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect, right? Traditions, yes. Go ahead.
Right. My brother told me that someone in his church said that God told her to take the shot. My question is, which God?
Well, I'm with you on that, Tony. But see, again, folks, again, it's all paradigm related. Ohio Brett, come on in.
You're all over it again today, Coach.
I know I am, man. I know I am.
Hey, blow that whistle, baby. Hey, let's go.
I'm like one of those airplanes with chemtrails. I'm spreading truth trails. Go ahead.
Well, you're spreading truth trails across the world, from the All Blacks in New Zealand to South Africa, the coast to coast, border to border in America. That's why we're all on this team. There's over almost 130 here in the queue, Coach. It's growing, but we need this team. And thank you last night for honoring me by driving all the way over. Everybody was talking about you, Coach, afterwards. And Liberty Mel, thank you so much, too. This team, we're doing it at the local level.
Has to happen at the local level. We can still win. Now, listen. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, that's another paradigm, isn't it? Your paradigm's Washington, D.C. Your paradigm's U.S. senators. Your paradigm's president of the United States. No. Got to change your paradigm. Got to change the way you think. Renew your mind. Got to renew your mind. Yeah, come on in.
Coach, I'm on my phone. I don't have a hand to raise, so I'm butting in. I'm sorry about that, but I want to say this, Coach. I respect you so much for coming to this sacred cow and dealing with it, because Coach, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Amen. If we want to go past our little truth, we have to come to the realization what you're talking about, that, hey, I've been taught this all my life. I can't just take it as truth, all truth. I have to challenge it. I have to deal with it, and I better listen to some other points of view. Coach, I've been on both sides of the fence on some of these issues, and I was so wrong, Coach, until people brought truth, and I let my pride go. There's where that stops us.
Yes, sir.
And I said, you know what, Coach Dave, you challenged me on this. I respect you. You have some credibility. I'm going to have to deal with some things in my belief system, and if I'm not willing to go there, Coach, I will go down with my pride, and I won't go into all truth. I will be stopped.
So, Randy, I have had people break fellowship with me. Are you guys sitting down? Are you sitting down? They break fellowship with me because they don't believe in the Nephilim. Hey, friends, they break fellowship over it. They break fellowship over it. Are you with me? Now, am I telling them they have to believe in it? No, I'm not. I'm showing them a possibility that they have not learned in their denomination. Do you understand that the Baptist church, which is imploding, does not believe in the gifts of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You guys know that? So, in other words, The Baptists have got it right, and what's their favorite word? We'll just have to agree to disagree. Not over truth. Not over truth. We can't agree to disagree. We can't. We can't agree to disagree. That's called tolerance, diversity. That's how we got in this mess that we're in now, where we have churches and pastors standing in the pulpit. They got no business being in the pulpit. I'm all over. Kevin Van Story, then Emma. Come on in.
Amen.
Coach, my paradigm was a limestone block until a Saturday in February in 2018 during an ice storm. And my paradigm became living water. And that water adjusts to whatever the Lord is leading into my direction. And you helped bring that about in me. Thank you.
The Holy Spirit did, Kevin. I didn't do that. See, you have to be open to receive the truth. You have to want to receive the truth. All right? Lord, I don't want to go there. We're all friends. Come on in, Emma. Lord, if you say it to me again, I'll say it. But I don't want to say it. Go ahead, Emma.
I just wanted to say, yesterday I tried to say paper ballots. We were talking about all politics are local. We have to go to paper ballots. But Google took me out. They cut me off.
Because, first of all, they have a paradigm, don't they, Emma? Right? And they
have a
demonic paradigm. Folks, listen. They really think Emma's evil. They really believe that. See, that's their paradigm, right? Are you guys noticing anywhere that the Biden administration is actively pursuing white evangelical Christians? Anybody seeing that but me? Does anybody know that that's going on in the Biden administration? And why? Because they honestly, in their hearts, from their paradigm, believe that white Christian evangelicals are the problem in America. Friends, they actually believe that. Do you understand? And until we realize the paradigm they're coming from and how deeply they hold those beliefs, we're not going to get it. We're not going to understand what's going on. Come on in, Jeff, now.
Hey, I could have had a VA. You changed my perspective when I go before the school board on June 30th. Thank you.
Amen. I could have had a V8, right? Just go and do. Good. Oh, my God. This, folks, this is so good. Isn't this so good? Okay, now wait a minute. Are you ready for this one? You ready for this? Here's another one. Huh? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Friends, the Sabbath is either Saturday or it's Sunday. It can't be both. We can't say we agree to disagree on it. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. See, the Catholics will tell us that the actual element, the communion, actually in a process called transubstantiation, actually becomes the real body of Jesus Christ. Catholics believe that. They're either right or they're not. There ain't no middle ground on that. I saw yesterday, or last night, whenever it was, that people are now appealing to the Vatican, to bishops, to stop giving Joe Biden communion. Why don't they just throw him out? What do you mean stop giving him communion? Just kick his ass out. What?
Hey, Coach. Coach, that sorry dog's been killing babies for 50 years, but the Catholic Church was just sucking up his tithe money.
Okay, because Alan, there's a paradigm there in that Catholic Church, isn't there? What is that paradigm that the Catholic Church has? What is it? Until we understand their paradigm, we're not going to understand their behavior, see? So I run into people all the time, friends. People used to be friends of mine. And what do they say? Well, they say, what happened to you, Coach? What happened to you? See, their paradigm is, I went from being a really, really nice go along to get along guy to this wild and crazy man. They think I'm crazy. They think something happened to me. So no. I just see things differently. I have a different paradigm. I have a different lens through which I see the world. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, you're all. This is chemtrails. These are chemtrails of truth. So here's the point.
Amen, Coach.
We're all guilty of it, folks. We are all guilty of it. All of us are guilty of it. And that's why the closing down of the churches is so illustrative to us, if we'll see it. Because now we're sitting back and we're looking at the churches and we're calling them fake churches and fake pastors. Hey, friends, the world's been saying that for 50 years. We're just starting to see it the way they see it. That's all. That's all. Let's get some folks in here. Come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning, team. So is there not a difference between the paradigm and the puppets? You got the elites who create the paradigm so that the people will believe it and be controlled by it.
Well, Michelle, Michelle, Romans 13 is a paradigm, isn't it? We're supposed to obey the government, always obey the government. That's a paradigm, friends. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Yeah, that's a great point. But is that really what the scripture says? No, it's not what it says.
What's your pastor telling you, though, Rochelle? What's your pastor telling you?
What the scripture says is truth. What the pastors have done and the politicians have done is taken the truth and twisted it and created this paradigm that we've all been born into. And until, well, they teach us not to think for ourselves, but until we finally learn to think for ourselves, we're stuck there. And if people aren't speaking the truth, we don't hear the other side ever. And it doesn't come out. And it takes a very special brain to think of the other side without at least hearing it.
Amen. It's tough, baby. It's tough because they believe it just as deeply as we do, deeply held religious beliefs. Come on in, Silver. Boy, somebody's dog's mad. Go ahead, Silver.
Not me. Coach, you really nailed it right there when you came to the point of the Sabbath. Okay. When I realized that Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday night, that changed my life. Okay. And it actually gave me an extra day for the week.
But Joe, the rest of us think you're religious. That's our paradigm.
Think what they want. I don't care.
You understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Yes, I do. I understand. Even within this group, people have an issue with when it's Sabbath. You know, why do I teach Hebraic tradition? Okay, because I do teach it. All right. I've seen the end game. You know, I look at the end of Revelation. I look at the New Jerusalem, and I see all those gates and. There's no Baptist gator, Catholic gator. You know, I mean, it's just weird.
Okay, Joe, but I got to say this, just because this is the way I'm made too.
Uh-huh.
An unsaved Jew is just as lost as an unsaved Muslim. Todd, sorry. An unsaved Jew
is as lost
as an unsaved Muslim. Nobody will say that. Nobody will say that. You're not allowed to say that because it is the paradigm that there's something special about the Jews. There's a paradigm there, right? I don't care. Get mad at me. Go watch somebody else. Call me names. I'm trying to bust paradigms today, friends.
Dave.
Yes.
And when we go back to 2 Thessalonians again, it talks about God sending a strong delusion.
Yes.
Does he do that to us? Have we been sent a strong delusion?
It says because they rejected the truth, the Lord sends a strong delusion. So I said yesterday, if your pastor missed on the big one, if your pastor missed on vaccinations and social distancing and closing down churches, if your pastor missed on that one, how can you trust him on anything else? Something as obvious as that. Hey, listen, I got a lot of people want to get in here. I'm sorry. Pastor Payne, come on in.
Good morning, everybody. I was just thinking, listening here about the paradigms too. It's we all have those, and I liken it to like putting on glasses. People put on rose-colored glasses; they're going to see everything in a rose-colored world. And we have to. It's kind of the humility of it to say, when you look at something, to say, God, you got to show me. In Matthew 13, Jesus talks about eyes to see. Blessed are your eyes that see and ears to hear. And the only revelation comes through Christ. And I think with what's going on in the churches right now is like and I'm going to use like a weightlifting analogy too, is we all find that exercise that we get to a place of comfortability. And so when they shut down the church, or they said to shut down the churches, a lot of the churches shut down. Why? Because it's easier to stay home. It's easier not to go do things. And then you find that comfortable in the justification of it. And so I think that kind of exposes, you know, the apathy that really goes on and where we're at with things. But I'll throw one little last thing in here just about the Sabbath. What if Jesus is our Sabbath rest? That's just my thought of it.
Yeah. Well, see where this goes, folks? See where this goes? Because God bless my friend Silver. He is deeply committed to the idea that the Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday. God bless Joe Silver, right? Do the rest of us believe that? And what makes Silver think he's right and the rest of us are wrong? Or yet, what makes the rest of us say Silver's religious and we're not? See, so we got to be really, really careful in these things, folks. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal some. I got so much I want to talk about, and so many of you want to get in there. Come on in, Bernie, then Betty, then one of them just disappeared. Luann. Bernie, Betty, and then Luann. Go ahead.
Okay, Coach. Yeah, I remember I was a young Christian, and somebody asked me what I thought about something in Revelation. I'm like, well, I don't know. So I read a book, and then I told them what I thought. And then I realized, no, that's not what I really thought. That's what the book said. And I'm like, no, I got to, you know, and boy, I tell you what, Revelation, I'm just understanding it more and more. You got to know what it says and put the pieces together as you go. Nobody really will understand it as it unfolds.
Bernie, especially the times in which we live, when information is so much out there, so much going on. Betty Perkins, come on in.
Good morning. Great, great message today. I know one thing I hear is that a lot of people says, I don't want to create a wave. It's ridiculous, but we don't want to create a wave. So they'll rather be the happy-go-lucky people and have no care in the world and just go with the flow, even right. though they shouldn't and it's not the truth. They still want to just be accepted, and I want to be the nice guy, and I don't want to hurt your feeling, and hey, I need those extra coins in my pocket.
Amen.
Instead of fighting for what's right and going down, but stand up and fight back.
So Betty, my goal is never to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't ever want to do that.
I don't care.
But I'm not going to lie to them.
I have no point that. I tell them now, even in my Christmas card, that Jesus came to this world and he offended a lot of people. Guess what? I'm going to offend a lot of people.
That's right. Not on
purpose. I want to know the truth.
The truth offends. Come on in, Luann.
Hi, I'm here. Hey, I'm going to believe God because God, Jesus himself called him Chris. And who would have Chris? The same people that are doing the mess today. You know what I'm saying?
I do a little. You broke up a little bit, Luann. I didn't get the beginning of it.
Oh, sorry. I said I'm gonna believe Jesus when Jesus said himself. See those people that they were hypocrites. These were the people that he did not like. He didn't hang with them. He hung with us sinners. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Well, of course. Yes. Of course. Of course, I do. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So he tells us, he's telling me by saying that, that those are the evil people.
Okay, so let me ask you this, folks. Here's your homework for the weekend, okay? Because you hear all throughout the Evangelifish Church, we got to go get people saved. Let's go get people saved. Can somebody please point to me in the scriptures, the centrality message of Jesus Christ was to get people saved. Can anybody point? I'll wait. No, his central message was what? To advance the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Advance the kingdom of God. And the church's focus is getting people saved. Hey, I want to see people get saved too, but I want to advance the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. It tells us that right in Corinthians, I think it is. Righteousness, yes. Peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. And it says, he who wins souls is wise, but you will never find anywhere in those scriptures, I'm open for correction, where the central focus of the gospel is for Christians to go get people saved. It says, go ye into all the world and teach them all I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Doesn't say a daggone thing about getting people saved. Because salvation is a byproduct of truth. We want truth. We want salvation before truth. Truth leads to salvation. Say, Coach, you're fired. I feel this so deep.
Coach, you got to let me in. I'm going to give you a football analogy. You're a football coach, and you understand you've got, I don't care if it's 56 players on the team, and they all have their paradigm. The fact of the matter is you got all of them on the team. Like, set your paradigm aside. We're here to do something, and that is to push that ball into the end zone. We have to work together, because the problem with focusing on our paradigm, we don't want to play together, right? We don't want to be we want to put them on the team, but then everybody wants to direct how the team is supposed to go. And the fact of the matter, Jesus is the coach, and he's saying, guys, this is the focus. Everybody's got these different opinions, but I'm telling you, brother, that's exactly it. And they hate that feeling of being uncomfortable, like Pastor Payne is, that you got to get out of that. You got to stretch yourself. You got to work yourself. Tomorrow you're going to have Tony Spell on here, right?
I want to tell you. No, tomorrow, Toto tomorrow, okay, Spell on Friday.
And I'll tell you the same thing about Toto. I've never met him. You know what? I'm sure we have different theologies of certain things. But you know what, brother? If we're in a foxhole, I'm going to fight alongside of you. You know why? Because I want to push the ball into the end zone.
Amen.
I'm on
Amen.
The team, coach.
Hey, here's all I know. If it's true, I want to know it. I want to believe it. And if it's not true, I want to know it, and I don't want to believe it. We'll see you tomorrow, Professor Toto. God bless you all. Hope you're not mad.